It's time for WTRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ask the Builder Show. You're listening to WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. And it's great to have you here this morning. We've got an action-packed hour. We've got the first string here. We've got B-Rad, Ryan, and Todd. And it's you just couldn't get better coverage on WGRR this morning. So if you want to call in with a question, you know how to do that. 749-1035. That's the magic number. That's how you get through to me. And we will be we will just love to take your phone call this morning and give you an opportunity to simply tell me what in the world is going on at your house, how I can help you, what projects you've got coming up. You know, the holidays are kind of behind us now. It's time to roll up the sleeves and start getting serious about your home. 749-1035. That's how you get a hold of me. I want to tell you a little bit about this book I read over the past week. And it, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with home building and remodeling, okay? But this is a book that I went to the public library and got it. I love the library. They rock. The people at the library do a good job. And we do have a fantastic library system, and I think that a lot of people don't utilize it as well as they should. This book was recommended to me by some colleagues of mine. I'm in this entrepreneur group. We participate in a daily online discussion, but neither here nor there. The name of the book is called Ship of Gold in the Deep Blue Sea. Now, I don't know if that means anything or not to you, but what it's about, it's a true story, and to put it in its simplest terms, it's a story about diligence, determination, and discipline about this young engineer in his 30s. He was about 33 years old, a guy named Tommy Thompson from Columbus, Ohio. So he's right around the corner from us. And what he did is he put together a partnership, a package, and he discovered the SS Central America, which was a steamship that sunk just before the Civil War. And it was sunk about 160 miles off Cape Hatteras. And the importance of this, you may think, well, big deal, what's so big about that? Two things. The ship sunk in 8,500 feet of water, so it was a very, very deep wreckage. And number two, I think it had 22 tons of gold on it, you know, both in gold, literally the $20 gold pieces, freshly minted, and it had gold bars, just all kinds of gold on it, because it was a ship. There was this big shipping trade back and forth between New York City and Panama before the Panama Canal was built of all the miners that were going to and from the California Gold Rush. You know, all that gold that was discovered in California. And I think there was a total of 770 tons of gold that came out of California. But it's a fascinating book that explains why, what the payoff is sometimes if you really stay focused on a target. And I think that's really the underlying message, and that's what I got out of it. So I highly suggest that you get this book. There are copies available. If you like buying books online, in fact, I bought a copy online for a friend of mine for just $5 last night. I was shocked. You can go to Amazon.com, and they have, if you want to buy the book new, fine, go ahead and do it. They've got new copies, but there's this whole underground at Amazon of used copies, and they had used copies of this book for 64 cents. And I was a little skeptical of buying a 64-cent copy. I don't know about that. So there was one there that said it was like new for $5. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot. So I bought this book used. We'll see what happens. It should come next week. But if I'm telling you, this is a really interesting book. Highly recommend you get it. And I'll warn you, once you kind of get into the book, there's going to be parts where you might as well just forget about the next 4 or 5 hours because you're not going to put it down. It's just fascinating, very well written. Now, this one was written by Gary Kinder, the actual engineer who the story is about, Tommy Thompson. He wrote his own book called America's Lost Treasure, and I just ordered that one from the library as well. So, and if you want to know a little bit more about it, if you're into the web, although this website I don't think is really, really that good, Just the navigation's horrible. Just go to sscentralamerica.com, and you know you can see some photographs of the gold. It's really pretty amazing. So, neat book, Ship of Gold in the Deep Blue Sea.